مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madri Chow, we begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Indeed, Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel at my grave who has been given the power to listen to the voices of the entire creation. So whoever recites Salat upon me till the day of judgment, the angel presents his name alongside his father's name to me, that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, has recited Salat upon you. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, we've said it before, please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Set aside some time. It doesn't have to be something that you can actually multitask. You can be going to work, driving to work. You can be sitting in your shop waiting for a customer or whatever you're doing. But at least make sure that you set aside some time during the day in which you recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows that one extra Durood e Pak that you recite today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. Viewers of the channel, we will learn today, inshallah, what greed is, and we'll understand the consequences of greed, the affliction of greed for wealth, the lure of greed, and the methods of avoiding bad greed and adopting good greed. Yes, there is such a thing as good greed. But inshallah, that'll come a little bit later on. In the moment, we're going to give you an incident that took place that's mentioned in the Quran. And in the Tafsir Sa'awi, Alama Ahmad bin Muhammad Sa'awi, he writes that Balam bin Ba'ura was a great scholar. He worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. He even had the knowledge of Ismi Azam. By means of his spirituality, he was able to see the throne, the Arsh, whilst remaining seated in his place. And his du'as, his supplications were mostly accepted. And he had a large number of students to the extent that the ink at his institute, there was more than 12,000 ink pots, i.e. there was more than 12,000 students at his institution. One day, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam set off with the armies of Bani Israel to do jihad battle against Qawm Jabra'in, the nation of Balam bin Ba'ura. They came to him worryingly and they said to him, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is going to attack us and he's got an enormous and a strong army. He wants to drive us out to our lands and give this land to his own nation. Therefore, make a dua against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that he returns defeated, because your supplications are mostly accepted. And if you do this dua, if you do this supplication, then inshallah, definitely it will be accepted now as well. Now hearing this, Balam bin Ba'ura, he trembled and he said, may you be destroyed. I seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you not know that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a messenger of Allah and his armies consist of believers and angels? How can I supplicate against him? But his nation begged him and they pleaded to him. And thus he was compelled. He said, okay, I will do istihara. And if I do istihara, and in that istihara it comes back that I should do dua, then I will. Otherwise I won't. And it continued, they did istihara. And whenever he did istihara, it came back that he should not do dua against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said to them, eventually he said to them, look, if I supplicate against him, both my world and the hereafter will be destroyed. Now on hearing this, they told him, look, we can't convince him any other way. So what they did is they brought loads of gold and wealth and placed it in front of him, all these gifts in front of him. And they said to him that if you supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then all of this wealth will be yours. Now unfortunately, Balam bin Ba'ura, he was overcome with greed and he agreed to fulfill the request. And thus he said that he mounted on his donkey and he set off to go to a certain place where he was going to do dua against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the way, the donkey would constantly stop and it would try to run away, but Balam bin Ba'ura, he would hit the donkey and make it come back on the track. And then Allah Azza wa Jal give the donkey the power to speak. And it said to him, alas, O Balam, where are you going? Look, There are angels in front of me that are blocking my way and pushing my back. O Balaam, may you be destroyed. Will you do dua against a prophet of Allah and a group of his believers? But Balaam bin Bahura, by this time, he was blinded by this greed. When people become blinded by the greed, they cannot see anything. That's all they can see. And all he was thinking about was the wealth. And he did not return despite the fact that the donkey was actually telling him. And he climbed a mountain. And he called Usman and he began to appreciate from a height whilst looking closely at the army of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But viewers of my channel, look at the will of Allah azza wa jalla. Though he intended to supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he ended up supplicating against his own nation. And witnesses in this nation, his nation admonished him and said, O Balaam, you are supplicating against the wrong people. He replied, what can I do? I say what you want me to say, but something else leaves my tongue. All of a sudden, viewers of the channel, the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla descended upon him, and his tongue came out and it started to dangle on his chest. At that time, Balaam bin Ba'ura said to his nation cryingly, alas, my world and hereafter have both been destroyed. My faith has departed and I have been seized by the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla. Go, none of my supplications will ever be accepted again. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Manisha, this incident is actually mentioned in the Quran as well. Surah Al-Araf, verse 175. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and I give you the translation of Kanzul Iman. And O beloved, narrate to them the case of the one, Ay Balaam bin Ba'ura, to whom we give our verses. Consequently, he stepped away from them completely. Shaitan went after him. He therefore became amongst the misguided. It is stated, viewers in Madani channel, in Siratul Jinan, and this is another book that I would advise every household to have. I believe it's 10 volumes at the moment. You can download it completely free of charge. But every household should have the tafsir, Siratul Jinan, in the household. It's available in the Urdu. Do dua that the translation I'm working on it. Inshallah, that day will come soon where it will be available in English as well. But every household should have this. And in this, it states that if we wanted, we could have stopped him before he committed the disobedience and then granted him the lofty status of the Abrar, i.e. the righteous ones, due to acting upon these verses. But he became inclined toward the world and he followed his desires in preferring the world and its delights of the hereafter and its bounties. Allah Azza wa Jal punished him for his greed in such a way that his state became like the state of a dog. Hence it is stated in part 9, Surah Al-Araf, verse 176. And had we willed, we'd have exalted him because of the signs. But he clung to the pleasures of this earth and followed his own desires. His condition, therefore, is like that of a dog. So if you attack him, he hangs out his tongue. And if you leave him, he still hangs out his tongue. Viewers of my channel, we hear here that individual, he reached such levels of virtue and merit. And he bothered because of the knowledge that he had and the fact that he was reading the previous scriptures. He had the knowledge of Ism-e Azam, of Allah Azza wa Jal. His du'as were nearly always accepted. He could see the arsh from his place. And he had 12,000 students. But that person who was such a high rank, such a high ranking person, when he started to follow the desires of the world, the desires of wealth, then he was destroyed. He was destroyed. Remember, viewers of my channel, the greed for wealth and status is extremely harmful for one's deen. Whereas the wealth attained with good intentions is blessed by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now if you get wealth with good intentions, then it's okay. But this greed for just getting more and more wealth, and then what happens is it becomes our fulcrum in our life, it becomes our purpose in our life, that is our purpose, to make as much money as we can, and we forget everything else, and we don't care what we have to do, we don't care what sins we have to commit, as long as we can get that wealth, as long as we can get that status, that's all that matters. And that's where we're told this greed, that kind of a greed, is without doubt harmful to our iman as well. Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala sallam, said, this wealth is fresh and sweet. Whoever takes from it with good intentions, he is given blessings in this world. Whoever takes out of his greed, so he will not be given any blessings. And he will be like a person who eats, but whose stomach does not become full. And remember, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Allahu Akbar. It is generally understood, viewers of the channel, greed is normally, people think that greed is only related to wealth and material possessions. Whereas this is not the case. Greed is a desire to have more of something. And that doesn't necessarily have to be wealth, or it can be anything. It can be greed for avarice, for status, for food, for clothes, for house, for material possessions, for money, for honor, for fame, and all these other blessings. People have this greed for having bigger cars, bigger houses, the latest fashions, the latest technical equipment, the status, that they want to be more and more famous. So they want to have more and more likes on the social media pages and think that, oh, I've got 50,000 likes, I've got 1 million likes, I've got 2 million likes. And this diseases inside them to have that fame, and that is a form of greed. Now again, if it's done for good intention, that's all well and good. But if your intention is just to keep on looking at that number to see how many likes I've got, and your intention is that, oh, I'm famous now, and I will do whatever it takes to become more and more and more famous, then ask yourself, is that greed beneficial for you? Allahu Akbar. And we see that a lot of people are trapped in this greed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa, verse 128, and the heart is trapped in greed. It is stated in the commentary of this verse in Tafsir Khazain, greed is an essential part of the heart. Listen to this, views of the channel. Greed is an essential part of its heart because it has been created like this. Greed, avarice, and jealousy have been placed in the instincts of humans, and they will remain until the day of judgment. Salvation from these three things, or any one of them, is only obtained by the one who is granted the ability by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence it is stated in the Quran, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 9, and whosoever is saved from the greed of his own self, so it is only they who are successful. So these are the tests. This greed is inside us. But how do we control it? How do we manage that greed? Or how do we divert that greed to something that is beneficial for us? It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, in the commentary of this verse. We learn from this verse that those who lower self either nafs have been purified from greed, they are truly successful. We also learn that it is extremely difficult to avoid the habit of greed of the nafs. Only the one who is accompanied by the special mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal can stay away from this habit. The harm of this habit can be gauged from the blessed hadith. And it's stated in Tafsir Ziraatul Jinan that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, avoid committing oppression, because oppression is the darkness of the day of judgment. And avoid the greed of the lower self, because this greed has destroyed the nations prior to you. For greed encouraged them to commit unjust killings and haram actions. Allahu Akbar. And like I said before, this greed, when you have this greed for wealth, when you have this greed for status, when you have this greed for things, you start being blinded by what is right and what is by wrong. Because what happens then is your mission is to achieve that goal, to achieve that wealth, to achieve that car, to achieve them things, whatever it is. And you don't look left, you don't look right, you don't look who you're harming, you don't look what problems you've caused for other people, you don't care about anything. All you care about is achieving your goal. And as a result of achieving that goal, you end up committing sins. And we are told here that nations were destroyed because of this greed. And you can understand why, because when you have this focus in your mind, and you don't look left, you don't look right, you don't know what you're doing, and you don't care what you're doing, you are destroying people on your path. But you don't even realize it. People have various terms of greed. Some are greedy for wealth. Some are greedy for wealth, while others are greedy for land and property. Some have been blinded by the greed of sins, while others are affected by the greed of the desire and fame. Just as there are those people who are greedy for such evil acts, there are those people whose hearts are filled with the desires for good deeds. Yes, desires for good deeds, who remain restless due to the well-wishing of the Ummah. And they remain occupied in serving the Sunnah and guiding the Ummah day and night. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, from the greed for things which is found within humans, some of them are a means of reward, yes. Some are a means of punishment, and some are merely permissible. For example, if you have a greed inside you that you want to read Salah, read Nafl Salah, you have a greed inside you that you want to fast as much as possible, you want to perform the Hajj every year, you want to give your zakat to the, you know, you want to give your zakat as quick as possible, you want to give sadaqah and spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you want to have this greed inside you that you want to recite as much Quran as possible, you want to do zikr, then without doubt, seeking knowledge, without doubt, these things are beneficial for you. And we also see, I remember people that want to do good deeds, they have this greed inside them that they want to perform good deeds. I remember not far from where we are, viewers on the channel, that in one Fazana Medina, the outside of Fazana Medina, there's a big garden. And there's trees there, and there's grass there. And there was one person that used to cut the grass. And another person came, And he wanted to cut the grass. He thought, Friday's coming, Jummah, on the day of Jummah, we'll tidy up the masjid car park and we'll cut the grass. And a person came out with a mower, the lawnmower, to cut the grass. And somebody came to him and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm cutting the grass. And he said, okay, but only cut up to this point. Don't cut beyond there, right? From there to there you can cut, but don't cut from there to there. So he said, okay. So we saw this is what was happening. And that person, he cut from there to there, brought the lawnmower back. So I said to the brother, why did you not let him cut the rest of the grass? He said, I want to cut it. I want to get that sawab. Why should he get all the sawab? I want to get the blessings of this. So I want to cut the remaining grass. So this greed for performing good deeds, without a doubt, is beneficial for us. If we have a greed for accumulating halal wealth, if we have a greed for building a good house for himself, receiving gigs, wearing good clothes, or other such things, this greed is mubah, i.e. is permissible. But it's not haram. It's not haram to have a nice house. It's not haram to have a nice car, to have a nice clothes. There's nothing haram in this. It's mubah, it's permissible. And there's nothing wrong with this. But if it goes to the extent that it diverts you from your true purpose in life, then it becomes harmful. But if you become following the whispers of shaitan and you start having a greed for committing all sorts of sins, you have a greed for adultery, you have a greed for alcohol, a greed for taking drugs, a greed for making money by whatever means, a greed for going to places of ill repute, whatever it is, if you're committing these sins and as a result of that greed is there to commit more and more sins, then I don't have to tell you whether that is harmful or not. Without a doubt, this is harmful. Now, we have three types of greed before us. That is halal, that is beneficial to us. That is permissible, and that is harmful to us. Now, it doesn't take a very clever person to work out what type of greed we need to have. It's obvious we need to have that greed for performing good deeds. But unfortunately, we don't have that. And we need to develop that mindset to have that greed. Unfortunately, at the moment, our greed is for wealth, our greed is for all of these things. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even if the son of Adam, i.e. a person, had two valleys of gold, he would desire a third mountain full of gold as well. No matter how much he's got, he wants more. He wants more. He wants more. And he said that the stomach of the son of Adam can only be filled with the soil of the grave. That our stomachs, we want more and more, more and more. And it's never enough. It's never enough. You know, they say the richest person in the world. Who is the richest person in the world? Now, certain names might come to your mind now. Oh yeah, I remember reading that he's in the top 10. He's the richest person in the world because he's got this business. He's got this business. He's the richest. He's the richest. He's the richest. You might know these people. Shall I tell you who the richest person in the world is? The richest person in the world is he who's happy with whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him. The richest person in the world is he who is happy with whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him. Because otherwise, you're constantly wanting more and more and more. And this wanting more and not being happy with what you've got leads you to start saying that, why have I not got more? Why has this brother got a bigger house than me? Why has he got a bigger car than me? Why is his business doing better than me? I've got a similar business to him, but he's making more money. Why? And when you go down this why path, when you start going down this why path, what can happen is you can start questioning. Astaghfirullah, you can start questioning what has happened and you can start going against the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why has Allah Azza wa Jalla given this to me? Astaghfirullah. Instead of being happy with what you've got. If you ever think, and this is slightly against the topic views of Muslim, but if you ever think that you are not fortunate, that you have not been blessed, then look at other people that are not blessed. Look around you. Yes, you might not see people that are not as well off, that are less well off than you in your street, but look around you. You don't have to look far. Even if you don't have to look far, you can see it in different countries around the world. When you travel the world, you'll see people that are far worse off than you. You are so lucky. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you. So be thankful for what you've got. But unfortunately, what we are greedy. Allama Abu Zakaria Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi states, in regards to that hadith that I mentioned early on about the two valleys of gold, this hadith means that a human will always remain greedy on earth until he dies, and only the soil of the grave will fill his stomach. Allahu Akbar. It states as well, Allama Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, in this hadith there is a warning that there is a miserliness in the nature of a human that makes him greedy. Just as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah Bani Israel, verse 100, say you, O beloved, if you possess the treasures of the mercy of my Lord, you would have hence held it back as well, out of fear that it may get spent. And a man is a great miser. Allah Akbar. You see, the people of the past, viewers of Benjamin, that whenever they were given wealth, they would spend it straight away. You know, if they were blessed with wealth, they would spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla straight away. The reason being is that the longer they held on to it, the longer the nafs starts to get to you. And this is why they're saying that when you make, you know, when in the masjids they try and make you make intentions, people say or give an intention that Dawud Islam is building this masjid, make an intention, make an intention, make an intention. And then what it is you made an intention. Once you made that intention, then that brother will follow you up and make sure that you do get that money. Because what happens if you think, you know what, I don't need to make intention. I'll give £200 tomorrow. Yeah, I don't have to make an announcement. I don't have to tell people that I'm going to give £200. Why should I have to do this? And so you remain quiet. Then within 12 hours of sleeping, that £200 goes down to £100. You know what, I need that £100 for, you know, I'll only give them £100. And then in the afternoon, you think, you know what, my car needs a service as well. I'll only give them £50. And then what will happen? Oh, you know what? My phone's on the blink. I need to get a new phone. You know what? Forget it. Next time. I'll give it next time. So this is, you know, when you're spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla and you make good intentions, then yes, announce them. Let people know that this is what I want to do. And then immediately give. If you don't make an announcement, if you don't make an intention, then give it straight away. Because if you wait, then the shaitanic whispers will come in. And that greed will come in. No, I can't afford this. That person, yeah, he's given £500. He's quite well off. That's why he's given £500. He's given £200. But I've not got a good job as him, have I? Yeah? I've got 4 kids. He's only got 1 kid. I need to hold on to my money. I need my money more than him. And these shaitanic whispers are there. Viewers on the channel, remember this. Your risk is given to you by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, it is written for you. But do we know whether we're going to die with iman or not? Do we know what good deeds we're going to take with us? No, we don't. So we need to try and remove this greed. And like I said, there are 3 types of greed. That is beneficial, that is permissible, and that is haram. So these harmful ones are what we need to try and remove. How do we remove it, viewers on the channel? Number one, supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, every week, whenever we discuss any problem that we have, the first piece of advice we give you on a cure for the illness is dua. That is the first cure. That is a cure for every illness. But again, how many of us do dua? And how long or how short are our duas? You can answer that question. Are our duas a formality? Or do we really do dua from the heart? Focus on the harms of having greed for wealth. Think to yourself, what am I achieving by having this greed for wealth? Is it good for me or is it bad for me? Adopt patience. Have patience with whatever you got. If you get patience within yourself, then inshallah, you'll be able to control your greed. Control your wishes. Control what you want. And sometimes I'll be honest with you, viewers of my channel, sometimes I drive down the road and I see a big house and you think, oh, be nice if I could live in that house. And I think, nah, I'll leave it. Be happy. Be happy with what Allah has given you. Allah has given you so much. Yes, it may be nice to live in that house, but I've got a house. I've got a bed to sleep in. I'm a million times better off than many people around the world. So I should be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Trust Allah Azza wa Jalla and adopt a moderate approach in your expenditure. Don't be extravagant. You know, I was talking to some brothers today and they said, oh, everybody's in debt. And I'm saying, why is everybody in debt? Why is everybody in debt? Because we spend more than we've got. We want the latest phone. We want the latest camera. We want the latest iPad. We want the latest PC tablet. We want the latest laptop. We want all these latest devices. And then we wonder why we're in debt. We want the latest cars. We want the latest fashions. Even though the car that we've got is functional. Even though the phone that we've got is functional. No, we want the latest one. And then they say, oh, I'm £6,000 in debt. I'm £8,000 in debt. I'm £10,000 in debt. Don't have long hopes. Remember your death, viewers on the channel. Imagine the accountability that will be taken from the wealthy on the day of judgment. Yes. If we are given wealth, it is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And every blessing that we have been given will be asked for accountability on that day. Whereas we, Allah Azza wa Jalla, ask you, look, I give you all this wealth. What did you spend it on? Oh, the best car in town, the best house, the best jacket, the best phone, the best this. Is that going to benefit you? So again, think to yourself that on the day of judgment, I'm going to be accountable for this. What am I going to say to Allah Azza wa Jalla? That how did you spend your time? How did you spend your wealth? What is my answer going to be? And ask yourself, is that answer going to be beneficial for me on the day of judgment? And adopt the habit of being generous. Spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And keep in mind, viewers of my channel, the terrible consequences of those who are greedy for wealth. Think about their consequences. And we see the people of the past that they would try and do as many good deeds as possible. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to this, is beautiful views of my channel. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day inquired, who amongst you has kept a fast today? Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have. He said, okay, sit down. He then said, who amongst you has participated in a funeral today? He replied, I have. Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have. Then he said, who amongst you has fed a poor person today? And Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have. Who amongst you has visited a sick person today? He then replied, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied, I have. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one in whom these habits have gathered, he will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. What have we done? Have we visited someone that was sick today? Have we gone to a funeral today? Have we given any money to the poor today? Ask yourself. We don't even look for them opportunities. We have blinkers on and we don't even think that what do we need to do? We should be looking for opportunities to please Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be looking for opportunities to gain the reward and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should be looking for opportunities to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But inside we put these blinkers on. We want to ignore what's happening around us so that it doesn't happen. Oh, I don't know that that's happening. I don't know that's happening. I don't know that then people are struggling. I don't know that these people need water in this place. I don't need to know that they need a madrasa. I don't know any of these things. You do know, but you just try to forget about it. Or you make excuses. Oh, I can't afford it. And if we're honest, we can all afford it. One thing I would like to advise all of our viewers on Madhuri Channel here right now is, here in the UK and all around the world, Dawah Islamiyah has this one department called the Money Box department. And here in the UK, the money boxes are probably about this big. I'd advise every person that is watching me today, and I believe that we've got viewers in Bangladesh as well, I would advise all of our viewers in Bangladesh, in the UK, wherever you are watching this around the world, be it now or later on YouTube or Facebook or whatever it is, whatever you're watching this, I would advise every single person that's listening to this now to get a money box in their home. Request your local zimadars, inshallah, they will put a money box in your home. They will collect it on a monthly basis. And every day, whatever loose change you get, put it in there. It all mounts up. If you can put more in, mashallah, marhaba. If you can put the notes in, put that in as well. But that is a reminder there by having that money box in your home. And it's an opportunity to you to give rewards. And then what happens is you put the money in the box. Yeah, and there's a seal on it. They have these boxes, they're sealed. So you can't take the money out of the box. Yeah. So once it's in, it's in. Because if it didn't have a seal, and then you know, oh, I'll just take it back. I'll put it back in later. Put the money in the box. I would advise everybody to have a money box in the house. Viewers of Madhuri Channel, again, you need to have this mindset that we keep on talking about on Madhuri Channel. You need to first and foremost, one, as we said earlier on, do dua, but also look at your company that you're keeping. The people that you're hanging out with, your friends, what is their mindset? Is the mindset that, you know, they're competing with each other to have the biggest car, to have the biggest house, to have the best phone? Is that the competition? Is that the competition that you're in? Or are you in a competition with those brothers that are trying to recite as much Durood-e Pak as possible, try and go on as many Madani kafilas as possible, try and build as many masjids as possible? Is this the competition that you're in? Ask yourself, which competition are you in? And if you're in the competition of good deeds, then marhaba. If you're not, then ask yourself, what am I achieving here? And what benefit am I going to get when I enter that dark and lonely grave? Recognize your sins, viewers of Manchana. Be aware of your sins and control your desires. Viewers of Manchana, today we've been talking about greed. Greed and the harms of greed. And I would advise us all to try and become aware of these illnesses. You know, we become nowadays, we're talking about the pandemic. People's talking about the pandemic around the world. And people tell you about the symptoms. Oh, if you've got this, if you've got a cough, you've got a temperature, you've got this, then you might have this disease. But do you know the symptoms of all of these other spiritual diseases, the diseases of the heart? And this is what we need to become aware of. Nowadays, we become aware of all these physical diseases, but we don't become aware of the symptoms of the spiritual diseases. And each of these spiritual diseases, viewers of Manchan, has a cure. We don't have to go to a laboratory and wait for some laboratories to go and wait and find a vaccine that's going to take 6 months, 12 months, and maybe they're going to have to keep on tweaking that vaccine because the vaccine won't work. Islam has the vaccine for every one of the spiritual diseases. But you need to become aware of the fact that you have this spiritual disease, and you need to become aware of the fact that, do you want to take the vaccine? Do you want to cure yourself? If you want to cure yourself, then Dawah Islami is here to provide them vaccines in the form of knowledge, to provide them vaccines in the form of having this environment in which, inshallah, you'll be cured of these spiritual diseases. So I pray to Allah that we all look at ourselves. Don't look at ourselves in the mirror. Look at ourselves and think to ourselves, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Where am I going? What am I achieving? Namaz is 5 times a day. Am I reading my namaz 5 times a day? Zakat, is it fard upon me? Have I calculated my zakat? Hajj, is it fard upon me? Am I going to go on hajj? All of these things we need to ask ourselves. And if, yes, you realize that you are not in the right position, once you've done your own, what do you want to call it, like your own test, yeah? People go to the laboratory and get their blood test and it comes out with all the results, or your iron's low, your cholesterol's high, whatever it is. Once you've done your own spiritual test and you know what your problem is, then come to Dawah Islami, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. This environment of Dawah Islami will help you, cure you of these spiritual diseases. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I said and pass it on to others as well. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah safeguard all of you, whoever is watching this program around the world, not only from the current physical illness that we're talking about all around the world, but all physical illnesses and all spiritual illnesses. Ameen bijahin nabi alameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
مبلغ في اسمي prayer مبلغ في اسمي prayer may you keep ascending